Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Couple Speak Relationship Forum on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Susan Lager, a psychotherapist and relationship coach in private practice at the Couple Center in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, where I broadcast live about various self-help and relationship topics. Today's 15-minute podcast is The Amazing Impact of Being Intentional in Your Marriage. This episode is about how life, for the most part, doesn't just happen to us. We make thousands of choices, large and small, obvious and seemingly invisible, that color all our experiences. People in happy marriages didn't just happen to be on the right line at the right time, as some people think, but generally make more conscious choices about how to treat their spouses and themselves in ways which generate happiness. This episode is not only about having fun and pleasure together, but also about how and when to manage expectations, making choices about when to let go of grievances, choosing to forgive, and making the choice to be kinder and more generous. In this episode, I'll share my insights about this topic from both my personal and professional experiences, as well as sharing a few tools I've developed to cultivate intentionality in your marriage and in your closest relationships. This episode is about how being on purpose can transform marriages and close relationships in general. So it all started, the idea for this show, with my husband Tom's birthday, and then later Father's Day. Every year I notice that when it's his birthday, as he does on mine, I defer to him. I'm totally kind. I'm totally sweet and generous and loving. And I channel all my devotion and all my loving energy toward him in a way that somehow I don't quite as much on the other days of the year. And I kind of make a decision to be really sweet, loving, and generous. And then afterward, inevitably, every year, I ask myself, why do I reserve this for his birthday and Father's Day? Why aren't I more generally intentional about being really sweet and kind? And I'd like you to know, I'm not a twit. I'm not nasty to him, but being more intentional about listening, about paying attention, and about being tuned in and leaning in and being nice. So I ask myself that question every year, and I come up with the same answer, that it's moronic, it's stupid, it's silly not to be more intentional in a general way. So I would ask you, do you reserve your kindness, generosity, and warmth toward your spouse for special events like their birthday, or are you intentional about being thoughtful and loving every day? Do you set an intention to do it, and do you follow up? I'd like to give you another example from my practice, and this was a very funny story. I worked with an elderly couple. They must have been in their late 80s. They'd been together forever, and they were in a very hostile, dependent relationship, very snippy and snarly toward each other, until they got a little dog. And they both noticed that somehow they were able to reserve positive energy, loving energy, and direct it toward the dog. Why couldn't they do that toward each other? They decided we obviously have it in us. So they made a decision that they would reserve one-fourth the amount of kind, loving attention toward each other, one-fourth the amount that they give to the dog to each other, and see how it goes. And they were really clear, one-fourth. And I didn't see them for a while, and then they came in about 6 months later, and they reported that their marriage was transformed because with just one-fourth the amount of kind, loving energy that they gave the dog, giving to each other in a more intentional way, their marriage was a much warmer, happier place. So I thought it was a good example for a lot of people about setting an intention and following through with it and seeing what happens. So I ask you, why not set an intention every day? You can ritualize this by attaching setting an intention to another ritualized behavior like brushing your teeth. So for instance, whenever you brush your teeth, if you're setting an intention to pay more attention to your spouse, not to be so preoccupied, you would set that intention while you brush your teeth, and you would also mentally rehearse. You would anticipate situations that would come up that would require you to be more present, pay more attention, and be thinking about what would implementation of that behavior look like. So it might be stopping and not just swirling around like a whirling dervish. It might be asking more questions. So I would encourage you to create a ritual. You can set an intention each day around all kinds of things. But right now we're just talking about setting an intention to be kinder and more loving in your relationships and seeing what happens. And I say attach it to another ritual because you'll forget to do it unless you attach it to another ritual that's automated, like brushing your teeth or washing your face. Another one is choosing more general positivity and happiness. Why not more frequently paying attention to your thoughts and your focus? Are they hopeful or are they sour and miserable? And if they are, what's the effect of focusing on and repeating misery thoughts? So pay attention to how often you're reviewing grievances or complaints or hassles, or focusing on something that is really negative and aggravating you. One of the things that's come up is that research has demonstrated that the creation of negative or positive neural pathways and then moods can be based on your repetitions and your focused immersion in a particular thought. So the more you repeat it and the more you focus on it, the more it becomes a reality. You literally create happy or negative neural pathways and you affect your moods. So that's something to pay attention to. Another one is, do you immerse yourself in happy, comfort-creating environments and relationships on your own or with your partner? Do you know that immersion in nature can lift your moods and lift your energy? You can also be intentional about the kind of social energy you surround yourself with, avoiding toxic people, engaging more intentionally with people you enjoy, you trust, and you respect. So pay attention to kind of environment, social or physical environment that you immerse yourself in, and don't minimize the impact of that. It can really affect your mood and your attitude. And it can help you be more generous, more positive, more loving, or more sour. Do you default to chores and errands? And a lot of couples I work with do this. In all your spare time, especially on weekends, or do you make time and plans for activities that are bonding and fun? You can be more intentional about creating pleasure together by collaborating on doing things you both enjoy. You can make dates to do this, planning and implementing. I see so many couples, especially young couples who are at a very busy life stage, spend entire weekends shopping and cooking and cleaning and doing chores and not reserving 1 minute for things that really nourish them, that bring them happiness, that make them laugh, that create bonding for them, or that give their children any positive memories. So, yes, it's functional. They're getting a lot of functional things done. But they wonder on a Monday where the weekend went, and they often feel very sour about how life is just going by. There are scientific evidence about how also new experiences and novelty ramp up bonding and closeness in relationships. So are you fueling that? Come Friday, are you thinking about the weekend and what you could do that would feel adventurous or new or some form of exploration? And I do recommend to couples, when you're being intentional, I recommend creating a day of the week, usually Thursday, Wednesday or Thursday, when you know what the weather's going to be like on the weekend. You have a sense of your energy state and what the weekend was like, to sit down and have a check-in with each other about what would you like to do that would be fun or meaningful or new? What would you like to do with each other? What would you like to do with your children? What would you like to do with yourself? Do you want to get in one of those workouts that you missed? But to be intentional about it, not just to let the weekend come and go without a thought. Another one is whether you examine your expectations around events and circumstances and challenge how realistic or magical they may be, or do you not think about them, taking them as givens? So, for instance, if there's an upcoming wedding or family event, you can make choices about your agendas, reflecting on how you may be setting yourself up for disappointment or not. You can be intentional about your expectations and how to scale them more realistically to events and the people involved. So, for instance, if you're going to a family wedding and there's a certain uncle who's a drunk and he's always nasty or his boundaries are really off, you can be intentional about whether you spend any time with him. You can be intentional about where you put your energy. You can be intentional about how you and a partner spend quality time together at a family event, how you support each other. You can think about it, mentally rehearse it, then you can talk about it, negotiate it, and come up with a plan. The implementation part is really important. So managing expectations is another one around which you can be more intentional. Do you nurse your grievances toward your partner, indulging your resentments, or do you challenge your investment in doing that? Do you think about, why am I focusing on this crap? When you've been hurt or disappointed by your partner, you can choose whether to focus endlessly on the negative experiences or to give more airtime to what is good and lovable about your partner. You can feed your grievances or your hope and your love. You can choose to forgive, especially when a partner has been remorseful, or you can dwell endlessly on your grievances. So I would like you to pay attention to more often to your thoughts and feelings, and which ones are you giving airtime to, and what is the ultimate effect of it? What's the impact of that? Again, neuroscience tells us that you repeat negative thoughts, and that's going to be very self-fulfilling. It's going to generate more negativity. Anyway, this show is, it's a little show all about living on purpose, living on purpose. So I would encourage you to think about how you can begin doing that in your own life and then to notice what the effects seem to be. I think you may be very pleasantly surprised. So we've got to wrap up. Thanks to my listeners. I hope this episode has been useful. If for nothing else, just to provoke thoughtfulness about this issue. Have a great rest of the spring and a better summer, both because you're being intentional about how you want them to unfold. All right? So good night, everybody, and see you soon. Bye-bye.